Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today, I'm going to highlight Jordan Addison, wide receiver, USC. It's my 2023 NFL Draft Prospect wide receiver. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Boy, 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 Jordan Addison, the most prolific college football receiver last year in all of college football. And coming into this season at 6'7", 175, he's still the best receiver in the country. I can understand why all the hoopla was over him when he entered the transfer portal. I can understand why people and his coach, Narduzzi, got mad at Pitt. The Fred Bilifikoff winner that last year had 17 touchdowns, had 100 receptions for over 1,500 yards, consensus All-American. I can understand why the people were upset at Pitt, but I can understand why Lincoln Riley, new coach at USC, with that stud of a quarterback, Caleb Williams, came calling. And I can understand why Jordan Addison wanted to go out to L.A. Hollywood, Hollywood. Rufus and Chaka Khan. Hollywood, I got to go to Hollywood. This young man is a very gifted football player. I think he has a chance to be the top receiver going into the 2023 NFL draft. He's going to a school in USC. His life is going to change right now. He's going to be must-see TV. And I'm going to be very excited to watch the Trojans from an offensive standpoint and Caleb Williams throwing the ball to him. Think about what he's doing now when he's stepping in the royalty out there. Lynn Swan, Earl McCullough, Keyshawn Johnson, Curtis Conway, Dwayne Jarrett, Mike Williams, Drake London, Bob Chandler, Amon St. Brown, Marquise Lee, Juju Smith-Schuster, Kareem Kelly, Steve Smith, Kerry Colbert, Robert Woods. Man, he's stepping into some serious, serious firepower. Nelson Aguilar, Michael Pittman. See, it's royalty, and you got to have guts to go out there and play behind something like that in that USC wide receiver room in football tradition. When I look at Jordan Addison from a skill set level, he puts me in the mind at that frame. I'm going back to my college days at the University of Arkansas when I was able to see Emmanuel Tolbert at SMU, outstanding receiver. When I remember Eddie Brown when he was playing at the U and won that national championship game. Then Mr. Addison's got a little bit of Irvin Fryer that played wide out with Nebraska. They ended up becoming a first-round pick. Then on my campus, when I was attending Arkansas, he got a little bit of Derek Holloway. There was a USFL standout. And then, of course, Gary Anderson. That same type of cutting and speed ability. Then like a Jerry McNeil that went to Baylor. That was during my time. Then he put me in the mind of all them great wide receivers at Tennessee in the 80s. Tim McGee, Anthony Hancock, Willie Gault, Clyde Duncan, Thomas Woods, Terrence Cleveland, Alvin Harper, Carl Pickens, Anthony Morgan, Vincent Moore. He got all that kind of ability like those guys did. Then at Tennessee State back in the 80s, Mike Jones. Then at Grambling, Tremaine Johnson. To me, he got a lot of Tremaine Johnson when I saw play at Grambling back in 1982. But make no bones, the gentleman's skill set is at another level. When you're talking about elite ability, deep speed, you got to think about Reggie Bush. When you're talking about cutting ability, you got to think about Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State. When you're talking about hands, toughness, being strong, Chris Carter, the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's no question why he's the top receiver in the country, A+. Then when you look at the constant separation, A+, you got to go back to Tariq Hill and Antonio Brown. Then when you're talking about combining speed, power, balance, quickness, vision, quick route running, leaving DBs in the dust, you got to give an A+ grade, but you got to think about all the great ones. Cliff Branch when he was at Colorado. Eric Metcalf when he was at Texas. His daddy that was at Long Beach State, Terry Metcalf. Bob Hayes when he was at Florida A&M. And then when you're talking about Chris Rod running, you got to think about that young man in South Carolina. First round pick of the Packers, Sterling Sharp. Then the other skill set that I like about Mr. Addison. The change of direction. Planting your foot and making it move. It's only one other person I saw do that at a high level. Coming out of Syracuse and playing with Peyton Manning over there in Indianapolis, Marvin Harrison Sr. And as I said, I mentioned a while back, a few seconds ago, they're exceptional hands. I don't see the guy dropping no pass. You got to think about Chris Carter when he was in Ohio State. And then not only as I just brought up Mr. Addison and all those other skill set awards and accolades, the ball threat, the ability to go over the top. Ram University, baby. Rand University, West Virginia. Randy Moss. Mr. Addison can get deep. Another Bob Hayes that I just mentioned. Jalen Waddle when he was in Alabama. And when you're talking about a guy, it's a threat whenever he has the ball in his hands and can really get open and find holes in the defense. He's got a little bit of Cooper Kupp, who ended up breaking all the receiving records last year in the National Football League and was the Super Bowl MVP. And a guy, as I said, he has a knack, a fantastic footwork. You're putting all this into Mr. Addison. This is a skill set. There's only one other person his footwork is similar to, and that's Chad Ochocinco Johnson, Cincinnati Bengals, Oregon State. Make no bones, man. I've seen a lot of great wide receivers play this game at a high level. And Mr. Jordan Addison is one of them that's came in a long time. Not a big guy like a Calvin Johnson. Not what you're seeing right now with Michael Thomas in the league. Not right now with Drake London being drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. Big, strong, physical guy. But this is a guy that's got Jerry Rice worth ethics. That's way much more athletic coming into college football that's going to come into the NFL. This is a well-polished guy. And think about this. Make no bones. Make no mistakes. He made Kenny Pickett. And that's why Kenny Pickett ended up being the first-round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that being said, Jordan Addison is my best receiver going into the 2023 college football season. And he's number one on my board. As the best receiver going into the 2023 NFL draft. And what's going to happen? You're talking about Hollywood. You're talking about USC football program getting back on the map. You're talking about Lincoln Riley. You're talking about Caleb Williams. You better put another star out there. Jordan Addison, John Wayne, Denzel Washington, Brad Pitt. Like Rufus, Chaka Khan. Hollywood, Hollywood. I'm coming to Hollywood. I'm coming from Pittsburgh to LA.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner, 100 yards of football. I have highlighted Jordan Addison, wide receiver, University of Southern California, by way of Pittsburgh University. But look for Kauf winner, 2021. Thank you. God bless here on 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.